This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
LSAT question, you get to eat the cuisine of only one continent for an entire month. Which one do you choose?
South America.
Yeah, that's a pretty good go-to. I'm trying to think of European food outside of Italian that would, like, strike my fancy.
Let me reconsider this.
Yeah.
Spanish food.
Yeah. You do get Europe. You get a mix. Europe's a pretty good
one. I'm going Europe. I'm pivoting. Europe.
Like Russian food, Eastern European, I don't think that does a ton for you. Brits, yeah. The Brits.
Scandinavian, I get some Swedish meatballs
in
there.
That's true. Swedish meatballs, a little corv for your
fancy. Yeah, I'm going Europe. I'm changing my answer.
I think I like Italian food
largely because of Greece. I like Greek food. Mediterranean food. I'm all in.
Yeah, you got to go Europe. Yeah. We all love our South American food. It just, you're a little more limited in the quantity. They got a large swath over in Europe.
Well, what would you, let me ask you this. We're a country of stealing identity.
Yes, we are.
What is North America's?
Hot dogs. Did we do the hot dog? Were we the first hot dog?
No.
Is barbecue our thing? I know South America has their, but.
That's not bad. Like, yeah, I think we're known for barbecue,
making a sugary sauce to put all over our meat.
You're damn right.
Maybe that's probably us.
I love putting sugary sauce on my meat. It tastes delicious.
Cheese curds.
Yeah, we do cheese.
Deep fried cheese.
I mean, we're not really the first cheese people, but we do cheese.
You got Canada. You got poutine.
Poutine.
Yeah, don't follow North America. Mailsack question. I just golfed Chambers Bay over the weekend, and I'm still sore from the walk and the weather.
Really?
What is the hardest walk you've ever experienced on a golf course? Chambers Bay is up there. Any of the Bandon courses are in the mix as well.
Yeah, Bandon when it's quite windy.
When it's windy and
it's
raining.
It's just hard to stand straight up.
You're walking up a hill and it's blowing in your face. Don't pull that. It's tough.
I will say, having walked and never had any cart for any of those courses, Trails is a pretty tough walk.
Trails is a hike.
It's in the back. I know it doesn't have necessarily the wind that Dunes or both Dunes courses or Sheep has, but Trails was a lot of hills. I mean, eventually you have to have like a ride up.
You do.
To get to the one of the holes, it's like a downhill par
nine,
four,
yeah.
And then you got to walk down a sandy little trail with your golf cart. And
the dude just chilling at a Tacoma. That's his job.
Just waiting.
Just waiting, yeah. Next group, pull him up. Okay, back to the bottom of the hill.
We got yelled at by that guy because we didn't know what to do. Nobody really explained that. And then he was like, come on, let's go. And we were like, who are you?
are you stealing us
Stranger
right now?
Stranger danger. And you got to hold your cart out. And he just, drags you along, and you're holding your cart as you're holding on to the back of his trunk. You're just bumping up and down.
Yeah, we did the Northwest Golf Guys thing in Chambers Bay last year, and it was a ton of fun to do. And it, I was very thankful because they do shotgun starts, so you start on every hole. And we got the second hole,
yeah,
which was perfect because it's, you didn't have to walk too far. It was just right around the corner. Some people had to go all the way out to, like, number six. You got to walk a mile and a half just to get to your hole to begin. Chambers Bay is definitely in the mix. I would say hardest walk locally, probably Chehalem Glen. Don't walk that course.
That's a tough one. Up in Washington, Gold Mountain. Is,
I don't ever play Gold Mountain.
Can be a tough walk.
Oregon Golf Club is brutal.
No,
Oregon
Golf that's Club it.
Oregon Golf Club.
Chehalem Glen does have a couple like really steep up and downs. It's Oregon Golf Club.
Yeah.
My foot, actually, I might change my answer to the Oregon Golf Club.
You going Oregon Golf Club final answer?
I usually walk most courses. It's tough and it can probably exhaust you from your golf game, but it's great exercise.
Yes, it is.
I remember at the end of our pro-am with the LPGA player.
Lindsey Weaver Wright.
On 17, we hit our tee shots. It's a dog right. I thought I broke my foot. I legitimately thought my foot was broken from walking the hills at Oregon Golf Club.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. A lot up and down. Mail sack question. Do you guys follow the 5-second rule with food? If so, are there some surfaces where it never applies under any circumstances?
No, I am a food snob. I am a germaphobe. This is pre-COVID, by the way. It's basically my whole life since I was about 7 or 8. I don't live by a 5-second rule. It touches the ground, it's gone. It's done. It's my dog's food. Dirt has a 10-second rule.
I got like a minute and a half rule.
Yeah, that doesn't shock me.
That thing's still out there. You got to build up your immune system. No, there are some sort like my, it depends on when the last time I swept or vacuumed in the kitchen. Because the dog shedding is a major issue. And the second you pick up food, if there is like any semblance of dog hair on there, it's an immediate throw out. But if I just vacuumed, there's not many surfaces that I won't eat off of.
Not so much a 5-second rule. If it goes down, it's pretty much done.
So you're like me.
So you're more you lean spray gear.
Yeah. Okay. It would have to be
could drop a whole T-bone ribeye steak on the ground. It's done. I don't care if I get it in 2 seconds.
Perfectly cooked.
It's
drop
gone.
It on the ground. You
she
won't,
gone.
She gone. Won't
she
eat.
Gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
I don't mess around with that stuff.
Call me. I'll come over and eat it. I bet it's delightful. Don't pull that. Mail sack question. You can only pick
Lee,
one.
I am begging you, if you do any one thing after the show, 8:24 a.m. on the logger, please pull that for us. Please.
To the roof, Daddy!
That could apply at any given moment in so many disgusting ways.
Mail sack question. You can only pick one to visit all NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, or NFL stadiums, or 1 year of free flying miles.
So I can travel anytime, anywhere?
Wait, what was that again?
So you can pick a league to go see all their stadiums in 1 year,
okay,
or 1 year of free flying miles. It's a very random, specific question.
So like if I choose the Chargers, for example, I go to all the Chargers games?
No, you visit all the stadiums in the entire league. So all NHL stadiums, all NBA stadiums, Major League Baseball,
I got kids.
NFL.
I do a 4 a.m. show. Like, I'm too tired. I'm doing the airline miles.
Yeah, airline miles. Yeah. Because then if I save on all of that, then I got money to buy tickets.
I have no interest also in seeing some of the venues in sports. I'm not one of these, like, I have to go to every state. Like, if you told me you had free Jags tickets, I'm out.
So I want to like narrow this question down. If you could pick, the flying miles are always nice.
Also, live NFL games suck.
They're not great.
It's so
well,
much
see,
better
I
on
would,
television.
I would go to...
If you could pick one of the core four sports to go see all the stadiums...
It would be NHL. I want to go experience the hockey environment. I think
in
it's
Arizona.
As good... Well, I don't have to go there anymore. I'll be going to Salt Lake City.
Mullet Arena.
The environment was pretty good. It's a packed house almost.
You
want to
go to
night.
San Jose? One of the worst teams in
Shark
hockey?
Tank?
Catch the
Shark Tank?
Number one pick in the draft?
They have faithful fans.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
To me, it's a no-brainer. Like if I said here, I'm going to give you, I'll pay for all of your travel. You get to go visit every stadium in
the league.
It's got to be baseball.
Because it's summer.
It's summertime.
It's the weather advantage.
Well, and also, like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. Is there anything that's unique about NHL or NBA arenas? I'm not saying every atmosphere is the same, but it's all the same floor. All the arenas look generally the same.
Well, but you're omitting the difference. It's the atmosphere. So MLB, I think we agree on the MLB stadium thing. I think that could be cool, except the Rays. I don't care about Tampa.
Yeah, but every ballpark's different, different backdrop, different food items. Yeah. Like, it's all different.
But I think, especially watching all the environments so far in the NHL playoffs and most of them in the NBA playoffs, just
I mean, but some environments are different.
I mean, you can do that in baseball, though. What are the playoff atmospheres like in baseball stadiums?
Like, if you give me...
Or a Lambeau, a playoff game at Lambeau Field.
Like, last night, right? Like, Denver went nuts. It was insane. Yeah. Denver also, when they're really bad, that crowd doesn't care. It's a football city. But if you're talking matching the enthusiasm, loud craziness of MSG last night in that five-point comeback with 30 seconds... What's the baseball stadium you think matches that insanity and electricity of that moment? And I'm not saying there's not great baseball places, but what's the stadium that can match that? MSG, Mike Breen,
I mean, I'll use
banging everybody around, Joel Embiid choking a five-point lead away.
Like, I do that on the golf course.
What matches that?
Probably
moment?
The Philly Stadium. I remember when they were, was it last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, when they went to the World Series 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Philly's is good.
Both years they beat the Braves.
I would argue, too, this is a reminder of how dumb it is, and there's a lot of markets like this in baseball. Like, old Yankee Stadium was that way. Like,
yeah,
old Yankee, when Bronx, it would get rocking and they would hit a big home run and some kid would steal a home run for Derek Jeter and they would cheat their way to another World Series, that place would go absolutely bananas.
I've heard Safeco, T-Mobile, like the Bravos are back in town. No, I'm not saying it matches MSG.
Come on.
But I've heard that place rocking.
13 times a year.
Why do you got to do that? They're red hot.
Are they?
Man, they're almost 500.
Oh, nice. So is my team.
They're only one game back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get two more quick ones here. Millsack, is being a supporter of your college football team ever been more exhausting? Seems that in 2024, in order to be relevant in college football, you must win, fill the stadium on game day, fill the stadium for the spring game, donate to the school, donate to NIL, make sure every TV is on to derive. Television numbers consistently be keeping up with social media tags to keep the school trending. Am I crazy to think the total effort required to keep programs relevant will start to push the diehard fans to simply casual ones? Note the NFL has all this marketing and money built in. We just show up as fans and it's ready.
I will say, I don't know if that's a hardcore P1, a softcore P2, maybe an occasional P4.
I'm going to go softcore.
You can check tape of this show. I said months ago, there is no happy fan base in college football. None. None of them are happy. Bama, you got all these titles. You got all the success and relevance. We hit our coach now! Georgia, great season. First loss in 2 years. How miserable are they?
Roll damn time.
Florida State, undefeated conference championship. You're not in the playoff. Washington, welcome back. Oh, never mind. You're going to take a step back.
And we'll see you.
Hey, Oregon, can't beat Washington. Hey, USC, you've gone to the Big Ten, but you're 7-5, and we don't know if your quarterback's going to be amazing, and your defense sucks. Like, you go Clemson. Clemson, for most of my life, Clemsoning was a term used as choking. And then Dabo won two titles, but he refuses to grow at the sport, and now they're miserable. I said this months ago. There are no happy fan bases in college football specifically. None. Name it. Who's the happy fan base?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's different. Like, Michigan's probably happy right now because they finally won a national title.
Yeah, and their coach gutted the coaching staff, like, there's no, like, ton of returning talent. Nobody knows if this new guy's going to be good. Yeah, I think they're happy. There's until
different
kickoff.
There's different shades of happiness and unhappiness. That's for sure. Like some are happier, obviously, than others, and some are in much better situations than others. I do agree with the general premise, though. It is, and some people would say it's good for the sport because it never goes away. It's always recruiting. It's always portal. Like college football is more in the news now,
but it's becoming
than
politics.
It ever been. But it's becoming politics,
angry.
And for the programs that are lower on the totem pole, it feels more exhausting than it does for the bigger ones. For the bigger ones, you lose a guy here or there, you bring in a guy here or there. Maybe a coach might leave every once in a while, but for the smaller ones, it feels like you're constantly swimming upstream and there's nothing that you can do to gain relevancy.
You could certainly point to a couple shows that you think already apply to this, but whenever we choose to get the Fox News version of college football, like the propaganda networks for different conferences, like Big Ten has their own propaganda network.
And they do.
Everything's great. The other conference is evil. They're awful.
They're the bad ones. They're the issue.
They hate your sport.
They're coming to take your sport from you.
They are.
Mail Sack Sprague, we all know that you're a medium pizza guy. Okay. What type of side do you like with your pizza?
Wings,
breadsticks, garlic knots, salad, or other?
I know you guys want me to say salad with a medium pizza so you could add to the humor.
Probably a kale salad with probably no dressing. You go dry. I'm lettuce like a rabbit.
Pretty firm anti-ordering salad from pizzerias. I'm not interested in eating the salad that I got in fifth grade. It's the same salad bag, so I don't do that. I love a good cheese stick. A breadstick is delightful.
Yeah.
But if it's just me, I have like an only guy's day where I'm eating my own order, medium pizza and chicken wings. Mm. There you go.
Okay. Chicken wings are a good go-to with pizza.
Great go-to.
Now they're a good little snacky food. They're kind of hanging out there in the background.
The prices of these things, though.
It's going up, Bob. It's going up.
I tried to order 12.
Not as affordable as it used to be.
And it was $19.
For 12 wings?
For 12 wings at a pretty popular chain. And I just went,
that seems a little aggressive.
That's insane.
That seems a little over the top.
I got 12 in a pack at Fred Meyer's for like $9. You're doubling me up. What's going on here?
People are texting in. Of course, is Glendaver's coming in. Wildwood's coming in a couple of times.
Wildwood's a pretty good one, too. It's a shorter course, though. The yardage isn't as long at Wildwood. Glendo's got a couple, but I don't find Glendo to be Chehalem or Oregon Golf Club.
No. Glendo's an up-and-downer, but it's not as bad as some of the other ones.
Well, the West Side's not really up
The West Side's not up. Yeah, it's the more difficult course. I always get the two mixed up. The more difficult course is the harder walk. Wildwood, I did learn that the first time I played there. It's like after three holes, I'm like, this is dumb. Why am I not in a cart?
Me, you, and your buddy Crawford played it a couple years ago. I walked. You guys got a cart. You made fun of me.
We did.
I did get to one of those par threes, and I'm like, well.
Going up those first couple of hills, like,
this is where you earn it.
And then you got to go stand on that tee box as you're trying to catch your breath. It's like hitting a free throw with 5 seconds left in an NBA game. You shank one. All right, there you go. Hey, great mail sack, everybody. We needed that. Yeah, persimmon is a really tough. People are texting in persimmon
as
well.
Oh, they got a stretch too, man.
I like walking it. I mean, that's my home course, so I play out there all the time. The front nine's not bad. There's two stretches on the back.
12
like 10 to
13.
11, 12, you know, those kind of uphills to the next tee box. But then you get the great view, so it kind of gives you a reason to stand on the tee box and take a breather. But I do enjoy walking whenever I get the chance.
Yeah, but you get to the top of that par three on the back nine.
Yeah, number 12.
You're like Jamal Murray last night being interviewed.
I mean, you stuff one to 5 feet and make your birdie putt, baby.
I thought he was going to pass out live on TNT.
I thought he was dead when he was on the floor. Everybody jumped on him. I'm like, can this guy breathe down here?
And AD definitely, somebody tweeted it out, AD definitely looked like a life alert old person that
he
had
did.
Fallen.
Help me!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.